I'm glad they rejected your proposal to have people seated in the office by race.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast, Triple M.
Yeah, the post-show show. Pinky's on the road today, so we've got Lockie from the newsroom, as always.
Do you want to finish eating before you do this, or are you just going to roll with it?
I'm starving.
Okay.
And I'm not.
What are you eating over there, by the way?
I've got a peach. And that voice, sorry, that was a bit ASMR-y of me. I could really hear the smacking in that one. And we've got George Sargent.
Hello.
Joining us as well.
On the PSS.
On the what?
Post-show show. Yes. PSS.
That is great.
Rebrand, maybe? I don't know. I'm not here to come in and change things. I'm just here to be here for the sake of it. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I've had a big morning on my own. We went to the Great Western last night, so it was a late night for me.
Did you eat the steak?
I did. I did eat the steak. And you want to know, I've been pescatarian for 3 months. I ate a 700-gram steak.
Good job.
Didn't finish it, but I'd say 500 grams, which is massive, right?
Huge, considering you haven't done it for a few months.
This is where it gets interesting, though. I dreamt last night after eating the steak that I was having I was in cardiac arrest because I was like clogged up arteries from all the meat that I ate. And you'll never guess who was there. Lockie was in. I'm not making this up. Lockie was in the dream. I wrote it down at like 1 a.m. I can take a photo.
Was I helping or did
no,
I just let?
No, okay. you were just good, like that's the main on the thing. Ground. I was on the ground like, Lockie, I think I'm going into cardiac arrest. And you did nothing.
That sounds like a very realistic situation, to be honest. Probably.
You just watch, yeah.
It's a very real dream.
Watched it happen, you prick.
Although, yeah. We do have one of those zappy machines in here, which we're always looking for an excuse to use.
Does the Great Western have one of those zappy machines?
Do you mean a defibrillator?
Yeah. We've got one in here.
Where
and it's
is it?
Never, we've never been able to crack it open. You need to do your compliance training.
I actually do have mine due on the 10th of April.
Oh, you know the day. Lockie, what would you actually do in that situation? If Anthony right now was to collapse because he got into a steak last night, would you?
I'd judge him for the fact he's gone into cardiac arrest from having a steak. and then I'd probably call the paramedics and
victim blaming.
Do what they tell me to do.
So you'd call, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, depends how close we are to deadline as well. You know, if we've got to get a bulletin out, I'll go and do that. If we've got half an hour, sure.
Yeah.
You could break the story as well. Radio host dead.
That's not. Oh, I was going to say that's not newsworthy, but I suppose if you cark it, yeah, maybe.
I think the people of CQ would more
but
than
only
me.
If you committed to it. Like, if you're in hospital, no.
Oh, if I committed to death?
Yeah, we could do like a little obit.
What's an obit? Oh, obituary.
Obituary, yeah.
Do you have any in the can already at the moment?
Yeah.
Why are you suggesting we go and do them for
No. Well, don't they prepare in advance?
They do. I know that a radio star on another network has already got an obituary set up on all the other. Well, I mean, most people do have one ready to go.
The Queen. Everyone, everywhere I've ever worked, has a folder that's sitting on a computer somewhere that says Queen.
And Lockie has all the local announcers here in CQ ready to go.
Lockie's folder with Queen. You click into it, it's just photos of Nicki Minaj. Oh, yeah. Weird.
Hey, what did we think of the Week in Review audio?
I loved it. It's going to be in this highlight, like the best of
show.
That will follow this. So people can hear it and then we can do an analysis. Or we can do it now. How long did it take you, by the way?
Are you going to say analysis it or something?
About 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours?
To produce what would be probably 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. And fantastic 2.5 minutes, might I add. Also, when I walked into your studio this morning, George, to say thank you and how long did it take, I was feeling bad. I was like, fuck, this came through. You texted it through at, you know, 10 p.m., which is quite late for our start times. And I was thinking, oh no, he spent a lot of time on this. And then I saw you had another fake tan. I was like, no, he had enough time to do a fake tan. He's probably sweet.
That's why it came through at 10 o'clock. So I had to do the fake tan and then do the work afterwards. So,
wait for it to set.
You know what my priorities are.
Yeah.
So does this mean that you have to put sheets down on all the couches and everything at home?
No.
Like you're not allowed to sit on the couch after
my couch is dark blue. So it doesn't really matter if the fake tan rubs off on it. Like you don't really
but
notice.
But it does. If we go and sit, if we ever get invited over, by the way, Lockie, we go sit on your couch.
Mm, you'll end up with a tan.
Well, I am already pretty tan.
You are tan.
Lockie will look like you're doing Ruin your career.
I'd love to see Lockie in a fake tan.
I'd love to see Lockie in.
So, sorry, you went into the studio. I noticed as I walked in this morning that the studio was messed up.
Your studio?
The keyboard was all over the place.
You messed up my studio. You can't go and throw blame around.
Okay.
Well, I noticed on Monday my studio had a login from one George Sargent.
What?
Yes.
Do you know why, though? Because the B team went off air and I was driving around town. I came into the studio and I put them back on air. They weren't even in here. I must pre-record the B team.
I don't care. I don't ever want to see you in here again without permission.
I saved this station Saturday morning.
Sorry, you were saying your studio was messed up.
Someone has been in it and I thought it was you, but obviously not.
No. You know who it could be? Was it the cleaner, Lockie, who you were talking to this morning?
No.
no cleaner content? So someone's messed up the studio.
Someone tried.
I doubt the cleaners are going in and DJing at 3 a.m.
You don't know that.
We've got a few positions open around the place. So they want to move to WA?
Speaking of fruit, guys, I thought I screenshot it. I did screenshot it. There's a new Aussie apple.
There's pink ladies.
Excuse me.
I know of pink ladies. I'm not a fruit guy, by the way.
You can't tell. You certainly can.
I know. I look so fit and trim and healthy.
Have a gaze at this thing. I'll hand it over. Say what you're seeing.
It looks like a tomato.
Oh, God. You're so pessimistic. A tomato is a good thing, by the way.
I don't like you being this close to me.
Can you please read this out in your news voice?
A new variety of apple is delivering a bite with a little extra supply. No, there you go.
Go again, mate.
Sometimes you may.
All right, you ready? You ready? This will get you in the mood.
This is the BBC from London. That's very distracting, actually. A new variety of apple is delivering a bite with a little extra surprise, red on the inside and the out. The Red Love apple has been 20 years in the making, taking its name not only from its colour, but its heart shape when courted. It's my new-
Grown only in the Adelaide Hills, it's also 15 to 20% higher in antioxidants than a standard apple. Hashtag 9News.
I was going to say credit to 9News for that. But
true. Also, what a shit little sound effect that second one was. Just never know what you're going to get.
You're running the show.
Are you going to try this Aussie apple?
I don't know where you could. It doesn't say when it's available or when you can get it.
It looks quite disgusting.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Give me another.
Because it looks more like kind of a peachy nectarine type thing.
It does. I'm not a big apple guy during the week.
What? But on a weekend you let loose and just dig into a bag of apples?
Delve into a big fruit bowl?
Every now and then I'll bite into an apple on a weekend.
You fruity boy.
You know, my sister's such a tight ass. She went past home to pick up the memberships for a footy game on the last weekend. And then sent a selfie like of her waiting at the tram stop and she was eating an apple. I was like, oh, this tight bitch. Like, she's not even going to buy food at the footy. She's eating an apple beforehand. And then mum goes, yeah. And she took it from home, not even from her own house, when she came to pick up the memberships.
Unreal.
Anyway.
I'm saving hardcore at the moment. So team lunches at the moment I've been absent from. But guess what today, guys? I'm going to come along have a... Oh, you're not?
Yeah.
I'm not coming now.
I'm flush with cash at the moment. I don't go to team lunches because I don't like the team here. Really toxic, disgusting.
I love lunches.
I can go
hate
to the team lunch or I can go home and be in my pajamas.
Come to the team lunch in your pajamas.
Well, what a way to handbrake this. We'll get into the best bits of the show. In the last couple of days, we'll have some pressure test answers. On the other side, we'll catch you then.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Your local breakfast show. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Where and when did you forget your kids?
I forgot that you existed. And I thought that it would kill me, but it didn't.
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit more of a love song. But...
yeah. 1-333-53, call through if you want to share your story this morning. I actually did this just the other night, but I found it relaxing.
Well, is that because your child is now into her young adolescence?
Yeah, she's big.
Rather than...
big kid, yeah.
She's
got a phone, she's got money. You know, she can sort herself out if
she'd
she really had to. Exactly.
She'd survive Weeks without you, probably.
Well, I wouldn't want to have to come home and check the house out, though, but...
Oh, she would have sold it.
She was working the other night, and I was at home using my food processor making some really sick vegetable pasta sauce. It was so exciting.
Epic.
It was exciting.
Wow.
And then I got a
Tell
phone call.
Tell me more.
Well, you know, you're
Put
not
this
the
in the dull woman's
man.
Group
you
on Facebook.
Would, yeah, exactly. They would be digging me right now. And I answer the phone and go, hey, what's going on, bub? Oh, when are you picking me up?
Oh.
I'm like, okay. No, you're still there for another hour, aren't you? No, not tonight. It's written in my diary, by the way. But I just had the wrong time in my head.
No. You.
I forgot that you existed.
Forgot you had a daughter.
I was having a really good time making dinner for myself. So anyway, and then it turned out, so one of her colleagues, because, you know, they're like 18 plus, could just give her a quick lift home.
Oh, lucky. Very lucky.
And, you know, my shoulders dropped and I didn't feel anxious. I didn't even feel guilty. But had she been 5...
Oh, heart would have stopped.
Oh.
It's the new normal
First
now, though.
Thing I would be like, how did you get a smartphone? But yes.
It's the new normal now for you, though. You were just telling me off air she's getting lifts home left, right and centre. So you just...
And do I look like I care? No, not concerned.
133353, where'd you lose the kids? Got Alex from Mount Morgan. Good morning, Alex.
Good. I mean, good morning.
This is Alex. I believe you got 1 out of 10 on the pressure test earlier in the week, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is a revenge call.
Yeah, I also think I'll probably get all 10 today, will I? 10 questions.
No.
I've got my brain on today.
Well...
You can
call through when we do. We'll get you to call in 15 minutes for the pressure test. So if you're first through, you can have another crack. But have you lost the kids?
Have I lost the kids?
Yeah, did you forget to pick them up once or twice?
Yeah, years ago.
Were they little, big?
A little for a while, then they got big.
Okay, Alex, I'm not entirely sure the brain is switched on today, brother. Justin Hansen from Gladstone's on the phone this morning. You might know him from the Hansen Brothers.
Justin, we love doing this every time.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good, mate. Good. Yourself?
Good. When did you forget the kids?
Oh, it wasn't me. It was my ex-wife.
Nope.
What's she done?
The Christmas pageant in Perth a few years ago, she took both the kids and... subsequently left one behind, jumped on the train, went all the way back to Secret Harbour just near Mandurah, didn't realise she forgot a kid.
How long?
Oh, no.
Oh, probably about 3 hours.
Oh, that is a fair stint.
Yeah, and the youngest one, which she left behind, she was only 2.5 at the time.
No!
What did the Was the youngest one living her best life, though, when you found her?
Well, I was on a mine site 2,000 kilometres away, so I was going off my nana.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, apparently she was keeping a couple of the young constables entertained pretty good.
Aww, cute.
She might have won.
She was.
Might have come back and she's queen of the Perth pageant.
I forgot that you existed.
Thank you for your call, Justin.
Enjoying the train trip without you.
Schmick Mick on 133353. Where'd you forget the kids?
Our middle boy, Matty. I think he was about 5 or 6. We were travelling down to Brisbane, Gold Coast, from school holidays, and we're driving down the road and one of the kids ended up saying, "Where's Maddie?"
Oh, yeah.
And we left him at the servo. And he'd probably gone about 10 k's, you know. So we had to go back and he's just wandering around there, you know.
Yeah. So, his fault.
Well, yeah, I suppose, because he wandered off, you
Bloody
know.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Put him on a leash.
Good on you, Schmick. We'll go to Groundsman now on 133353.
Hey, you're talking about leaving people behind.
Yeah, where have you forgotten the kids, Groundsman?
Oh, I left my kids at trampoline and gymnastics, and I drove home about 30 k's and had to come back. But my ex-boss took my niece, which is her grandkids, over to Japan. And she left one of them at one station on the train.
Oh,
that's actually stressful.
That nearly happened to us when we were travelling once. One
like
kid got off,
alone.
Like on the metro in Greece, someone jumped off the train and the doors were closing. Oh, no. See you later. I used to have 4 sisters.
Yeah.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
What are some games you play in the car on a road trip? 133353 tomorrow morning, leaving for Townsville at about 5 o'clock. I'll still be crossing back to the show. You know, people work from home these days. I'm just working from the car. Just for something different, Anthony.
How's legal cleared this?
They probably haven't. So I'm going to motor up to Townsville. It's about 8 hours worth of driving and then taking my daughter to see Pink tomorrow night because I'm really pumped that Pink is heading out to the regions to do a performance. Not just in the city cities.
We've still got a double pass to give away to the Great Western Hotel Easter Bull Ride. So a double pass, did I say that?
Yeah.
I think I did. So you call through 133353 with a road trip. A car game could score yourself one of those. Baby, you can drive my car.
Nice.
What's your go-to?
A friend just reminded me the other day about car cricket, and I haven't played that for years, and it is so fun.
I've never played car cricket.
Oh, you're missing out. Do you come with us?
How does one play?
Well, you have to. It's based on the colour of cars.
Okay.
So one of you, there's only two of us in the car tomorrow, so one of you, you take it in turns, and whoever gets the most runs at the end of the day or the trip is the winner.
Well, that's how cricket works. How does car cricket work, though?
Exactly, right? But that's how car cricket works.
Oh.
So you have a turn each, and then whoever gets the most points at the end of the day on the road trip is the winner. So when you come through a red car, though, that means you're out and it's the next person's turn to take over.
Okay.
So looking at other coloured cars give you like 1 point and then certain other colours give you 2 points. You'll get 4 points, say, for a motorbike.
That's
six
a boundary.
Points
yeah, nice.
For a truck and a bus.
Do you ever get it?
It's fun. I love
what
it.
If you get
it's a lot
like
of thinking, though.
A bus carrying a trailer, is it six and out?
Ooh.
Mm. You know which game I think is the worst. You know when, I don't know if they've got it on the way up to Townsville on the Bruce, but you know when you're going from Brisbane back up to Rocky and it's the trivia?
Trivia.
And you're like, this isn't keeping me awake.
It makes me yawn.
I'm not going to wait 4 kilometres to find out which boat was the first one to sail around and do a lap of Keppel. And then you're like, 5 minutes later, oh, it was the Lady Regina Arnold. Who cares? Oh, snooze fest.
That's great. It's not meant to do that. But anyway, it does have the opposite effect. And then there's, of course, driver revivers where you can pull over, and I love that when they're in operation.
Those trivia
have a little cup of tea and have a chat with people.
Oh, those trivia things have the opposite effect on me.
Well, and you know what? They don't refresh them because I've been doing that trip for years now. Same questions.
133353. If you've got any car games, we've got a double pass to the Easter Bull Ride to give away at the Great Western Hotel for the best caller.
Yeah.
Tracy from Mackay has called through today. Good morning, Tracy.
Hi, how are you guys? You've kept me awake for a long time now.
Woo. Have we?
Yeah.
We're sorry you don't call CQ home. Anyway, what's your favourite road trip game to play?
Spotto.
Oh, yeah. Spotto's a classic.
Yeah.
Love Taxi.
Can you play Spotto with like a taxi? On the Bruce?
Sorry?
You're not going to see too many taxis on the Bruce, I don't reckon, Pinky. Thank you for your call, though, Tracy. We'll go to Jody from Rockhampton. Good morning, Jody.
Hello.
What's your favourite road trip car game to play?
Well, we like to cross two. We play categories, and then like the shopping game, we add the memory component. So somebody picks a topic in the car, and everyone has a turn of an answer starting with the next letter of the alphabet. And then we add it so you have to remember everybody's answer.
God. That's
I'm already tired thinking
harder
about
than
it,
some subjects I did in university.
That sounds like a good one, though.
And I dropped out of that. Thank you, Jody. That's one for the short list. We've got the piss horns called through. Good morning.
Good morning.
What game are you suggesting?
Okay, we play number plates. So everybody picks a number, and then on every car that comes towards you, you pick, if their number plate is the same number that you picked, you get a point. Mm-hmm. But if it's a triple, like it's say, for example, it's 444 and you've picked 4, you get 5 points. It's a bonus.
Oh, it's almost like number plate poker, you could say. In a way.
But
like,
you have to voice your number, right? You don't get to go, oh, but I had that in my head, so I win.
That's You have to voice your number.
Okay, yeah, good.
Hey, piss on, that's okay. Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that one.
Fond nickname from the show. Just mind you.
We're gonna run over, but I want to give the piss on the double pass to the Great Western. Go and enjoy it. You're going to see the Easter Bull Riders. How's that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M. Anthony and Pinky's Week in Review. Rocky rejoiced as the new mayor joined the show.
Finally, we can farewell that tyrannical old mayor and welcome a new one here in Rockhampton, Tony Williams. Hello.
Oh, hey. It's the same guy.
Oh.
First complaint with your first day back in the job is that there were no democracy sausages being cooked on Saturday, by all accounts.
I know the south side didn't look like there was any over there, but north side had the North Rocky men set up at the Frenchville School.
Yeah, so it's really a north side versus south side situation,
well,
actually.
Well, that's job number one, Tony. Unite the north and the south.
Yeah, I didn't want to cross the bridge to vote, so I missed out on a sausage.
Big white Spanish sausage.
We nearly got an insight into Pinky's childhood email address.
Do you want to share it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I think there was one at one stage which was like, my car is the coolest. It was.
That's not that bad. I was hoping for one that involved a profanity or an appendage.
No.
Fine.
I mean, the dull
Go
women's
on,
club,
carry
remember?
On. Yeah, you're boring.
Very dull.
Everything is going my way.
Due to your vote, Central Queensland, Anthony and Pinky finally revealed where the best steak is in Rocky.
Yum. Shall we bring up the owner of number one or
Let's
shall we
that.
Announce it? Or should we have discussed this before coming on air?
Yeah. Let's just riff it, buddy.
The winners for the second year running the Great Western Hotel, we've got Mika from there on the line. Good morning.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm so excited. Did we win?
Congratulations.
You have won.
Oh, I'm so happy. We really, really wanted to win this.
Pinky asked a question about the beloved puppet Aggro on the pressure test Monday morning. Jamie Dunn, who plays Aggro, was listening, apparently, and emailed his phone number to reception.
It's going to be a loony.
We get up every morning just as the sun is dawning and put our show together for you.
Car to connection.
Aggro speaking.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Aggro. How are you?
I am very, very well.
You big spunk.
I know. I'm not on television anymore. I'm in the Dead Puppet Society.
Oh, are you all washed up, are you?
Yeah, kind of. I'm not on show bags anymore.
And that's a wrap this week for Anthony and Pinky. More is on their podcast at the Listener app. Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
What you put down your throat in your own time, Lachlan, is not our business and not appropriate to talk about at work.
Your local breakfast show, Anthony and Pinky for breakfast. Triple M.
Yes, for the post-show show, you can get in touch anytime. Through Instagram or Facebook, we all just simultaneously looked up at the screen. We had her on the show a few weeks ago. That's Chanel Contos.
Why did you have her on?
To talk about, well, what the headline says.
I remember
says
that chat, actually.
Tackling toxic masculinity.
That was a fantastic yarn. Mm.
Thank you. And look at her on today with, who's
David are the, Campbell, Jimmy the, Barnes.
Yeah, that's right.
Son or stepson?
Son.
Son.
Oh, Sylvia. She back on the show.
Has been for quite a while.
That's effectively the B team of today, right? Because you have Carl and I forget her name.
Carl Brooke Boney. Sarah Arbo.
Sarah Arbo. Lisa Wilkinson.
No.
Where did she go in the end? Channel 10?
Project.
So I don't think she went straight from 9 to the project. I think there was a bit of a gap.
She went somewhere. I think she went to Channel 7 for a bit.
I don't know. I worked for 9.
Anyway, what's on 10? That's who we
align ourselves with.
Yeah, despite...
Well, Wilco isn't on 10 anymore, I don't think.
Mm.
It's now Sarah Harris and Waleed and the comedian on the side and a guest host, Robert Irwin.
Peter Hellyer?
Who?
Is Waleed still there?
Yeah. The big weed.
Seen the Waleed a few times in the MCC when you go to the footy supporting the Tigers.
Is he just...
He doesn't get a lot of love.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he having a good time or is he just watching?
He's one of those operators. And in the MCC, this is the exclusive club at the MCG when you go to watch the footy. You got to wear a collared shirt. It's one of those kind of floggy tosser type.
You own a collared shirt?
I'm wearing a
collared
shirt.
You are literally wearing one.
Right now. See ya.
Says the guy who's going to a team lunch in pajamas.
Exactly. He's got anyway. You there. He's got you in the barrel. Anyway, he's the type of, he's like in there in nearly a full suit, like just minus the tie. And you think, oh, come on, Waleed. Just just chinos and a shirt will do.
The last time I went to the footy was at Optus Stadium in WA. Through connections, we got into the, you know, the fancy pants area.
Hello.
The food in there, it was butter chicken. It was like fancy chips. It was not your pie, sausage roll and chips. It was like you're sitting there eating a butter chicken going, this is a bit odd.
Can we keep it local, guys? This is a local breakfast show. I went to the CQ Capras game last weekend.
Who'd you see there?
Oh, the Capras.
Name drop someone. Which celeb?
Oh, Russell Leonard, the race caller. He was the ground announcer.
Oh.
Anyway, I was there because my fiance had really good tickets up in the box with her work.
Oh.
They were serving GYG and KFC.
Yum.
How is that for food at the local footy? Yeah, a meat pie. Yeah, a sausage roll. Maybe some chips.
Yep.
Franchised food.
That's the way to
I'm
go.
I'm going to the footy every weekend.
And you know what? If you're going to the footy in a big city, you're paying through your nose for a crap meat pie. Whereas you go to, you pay for corporate tickets. Good on you for congratulations on your success.
Well, I think it only happens once a season.
Oh, okay.
For all the sponsors. So I'm looking forward to when Triple M comes up. I will conveniently convert over to the frequency and join up in the box.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you over here. You've got the look. You're a young man. You've got a fake tan. That's what all the Triple M announcers have.
They do. Yeah, it's in the contract. Have a fake tan, slightly overweight, a little bit blokey.
Yeah, yeah. Give us your Ranger. Best Triple M voice. Like, give us a Luke Boner style. So let me give you a salacious topic to talk about, and then let's see how you go. Australia is the 10th happiest country in the world. That was a headline this week. Try and, you know, make it salacious with a Luke Boner accent.
133353, Luke Boner, night shift. Producer Anthony, what was the topic we got here tonight?
Australia's been named the 10th happiest country in the world.
10th what?
Happiest.
Happiest. Listen to me. Don't I sound like I'm at number one? I love this shift.
I love this show. Donald Trump.
Yeah, I know. It started as Trump.
It's going to be huge. It's a hybrid. It's a Trump and Luke Boner hybrid.
Look, we'll do an air check after this. I'm not entirely sure that's ready for the airwaves. Are you going to be doing a week in review for us every week?
Every week. I think it's a regular thing now.
I loved it.
You need to learn to say no to things.
Well,
he asked.
No one actually said, hey, can you do this?
You need to learn to stop offering to do things.
I was listening to the Brekkie Show on the Friday and I was like, you know what? This show could do with a week in review because there's so much golden content that just gets, you know, lost on the air.
From him?
Both.
Don't be so reluctant to say I've got golden content, mate. All right. I think I put up a fair old shift this week.
It's a brilliant local show.
I honestly think this could have been my best week on air.
Really?
That, or there was a fortnight in August where I was on holiday. And that could have been it. All right. Let's do some pressure test answers. You are welcome to get out of here because it's 9:31.
I've got to go. Hey, this has been a pleasure. I'm not sure if this will happen again, but
I hope it does.
I'm a fan of this show. I really love it. I podcast it all the time.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good on you, Joe. Like the Marty Sheargold show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you go back to your work. Okay, thank you very much for joining.
Absolute pleasure. Take care, guys. Have a great weekend.
Toodles.
Love the PSS.
All right, Lockie.
I just
had your mic off.
As he walks out, he did just call Marty Sheargold our daddy, didn't you?
He is. He's the father of Triple M, the founding father. Robert Irwin will be hosting what Channel 10 TV show?
That would be I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That would be...
Nice little bit of cross-promotion.
You're welcome. Who won Australian Idol on Monday night? We won't have the answer.
I'm not a fortune teller, so yeah, I don't have the answer for that.
But if you're listening to this, you will know that is an answer you need for Tuesday's pressure test. Who won Australian Idol on Monday night.
Fingers crossed for Denver.
Who's that?
CQs.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Spoke to her today. You want to put that in a news bulletin? Lockie crack.
I'm looking forward to saying on Tuesday morning when she's won, we'll put it in.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me all three names right now and I'll put it in post. And one more for Wednesdays. TN sneaker is made by what company?
I have no idea. I think I saw the picture, but beyond that, I don't know.
A Nike TN.
You got to write all these down now.
Yep. Put them in an email to myself and to Pinky. And they will be in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's pressure test. Lachlan Itter from the newsroom here at Triple M. Thank you, as always, for being part of the post-show show.
Easy done.
From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
Anthony and Pinky for breakfast.